Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew teaches on the doctrine of election in this sermon entitled, Jesus Saves Elect Sinners, preached August 1st, 2021. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 26.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord.
God chooses to save, not wise, or influential, or of noble birth, nor of Nobel Prize winners, nor rich and famous, but foolish people, weak people, lowly people, despised people, nothings, zeros, sinners. God saves sinners who are elect. I don't understand election, but I rejoice in election. God chose me to be saved in infancy. Train a child, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That is my story. When God poured out in Southern California, Azusa Street, in 1906 revival, Holy Spirit was poured upon poor blacks and poor whites. He makes distinction. So, 1 Corinthians 1:26 to 31, brothers, think of what you were when you were called effectually, called to be saved. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many of you were influential. Not many of you were of noble birth. But God chose in eternity past, chose me and chose you. God chose the foolish things of the world for purpose to shame the wise. PhD from Stanford and Harvard and Oxford and Cambridge. What is the purpose? God chose the foolish things of the world to shame. He rejoices in shaming the wise and the rich and the famous. God chose in eternity the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He has an ability to shame. Shame, shame, shame. He chose the lowly things of this world and despised things and the things that are not zeros in the estimation of the world. To make zeros the things that are, Pastor's translation. God has an ability to choose the nothings of the world for eternal salvation. I don't know why he chose you. I don't know why he chose me. to nullify the things that are, and the final purpose, so that no one may boast before him. All worship belongs to God triune. It is because of him that is God the Father. You are in Christ Jesus. You are saved. You trusted in Jesus Christ alone for your eternal salvation. Amen. Who has become for us wisdom from God, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. We are saved forever, sir. We are going to live in a new heaven and new earth. Two books are coming out. 1 Peter and 2 Peter. 2 Peter 3 speaks about new heaven and new earth. And we are going to live with God and with you forever and ever and ever in perfect happiness. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord.
Yes.
Not in your money, not in your degree, not that you are 7 feet tall. He doesn't look at the outside. He looks at the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. So that's what happened to us. Point number one. Rahab the prostitute, she was, God foreloved her, predestinated her. In time, he called her effectually, regenerated, repenting and believing, justified, adopted, sanctified, and glorified.
Yes.
Prostitute. I am surprised. God's love for the prostitutes. They are nothing in the estimation of people. But God loved her, this Rahab. Joshua 2:1. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent 2 spies from Shittim. Go look over the land, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute. God guided their steps to a house of prostitute. Why is that? Because from eternity, God loved this person. You see, Rahab married Salmon, and her name is found in Matthew 1:5 in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And his son was Boaz, and he married Ruth, a Moabite. Prostitute believed. She was elected, sir. Before she was born, God chose this person, Rahab. Joshua 2:12-13. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, household salvation, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will save the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belongs to them, that is their families. and that you will save us from death, eternal death.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, there are rich people, degreed people, Nobel Prize winning people in physics. They don't want to believe in Jesus Christ because they are chosen before the foundation of the world to be damned. And Hebrews 11, verse 31, by faith in God, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, you read the other day, was not killed with those who were disobedient, because she believed and obeyed God. And she experienced household salvation. James 2:25-26, in the same way, was not even Rahab, the prostitute, third time, considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. As body without the spirit is dead, so faith without obedience is dead. There are in evangelical circles, they believe no repentance is necessary, no obedience is necessary. They are going to hell. I preached last time. Repentance and obedience are necessary to go to heaven. Second point, the Samaritan woman. God saves the Samaritan woman because she was an elect from eternity past. Oh, Jesus met her and told her, John 4:6-18. Go call your husband and come back. 5 + 1. The entire life is 5 + 1. You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, Jesus knows everything about us. He is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, infinite, eternal. Oh, you had 5 husbands, and the man who lives with you is not your husband. You are a prostitute. He knows all about you. Every sin we ever did, he knows. The woman said, I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. He knows everything. And he said, I am the Messiah. And she believed and she was saved. Why was she saved? She was an elect. Few are elect. All are sinners. Few are elect to be saved. Thank God that you are saved. There is no greater blessing than this.
Amen.
Oh, another person, prostitute. Number 3. God saved the woman caught in adultery because she was an elect. Tulip Christian theology. Tulip means total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, limited to the elect. Irresistible grace.
Yes.
Oh, you can resist all you want, but God wins. God saves us. And perseverance. Elect people will persevere to the end. Others will go out of the place where the gospel is preached. When they kept on questioning Jesus, he straightened up and said to them, "If any of you without sin," there is only one person without sin, "eternal Son became man. And he has the right to save you and judge you. Let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Jesus loves sinners. Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away. And I suspect confessing, "I am a sinner." The older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir." Thank God for the next statement, "Neither do I condemn you."
Praise the Lord.
We were sinners just like anybody else. God saved us.
Praise the Lord.
Few people are saved.
Amen.
"Neither do I condemn you." The one without sin says, "I don't condemn you. Because you sinned, I die. I will die for your sin. Go now and live your life of sin." This is total transformation, regeneration. A new mind, a new will, a new set of affections. Most people never preach on the regeneration. Without regeneration, you can do nothing. Go and live your life of sin. "I forgive you." Jesus, who was without sin, Jesus died for our sins.
Praise the Lord.
We sinned and Jesus died. Oh, thank God Jesus forgives our sins. And we look back, all of a sudden we see sin. And he forgives and what's up? Forgets. Others will remember. On Isaiah 43:25 says he forgets. Thank God he forgets all your sins. He clothes you with righteousness of Jesus Christ. Another prostitute, God saves the elect. Luke 7:36-38. Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town, like Rahab in Jericho, learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume, expensive. And she stood behind him and was weeping, repenting of her every sin. She began to wash his feet with her tears, Then she wiped them with her hair and kissed them and poured expensive perfume on them. She was elect, she repents, and she believes, and she was saved. Thank God, He gives us repentance and saving faith. We didn't have it, but God gives you everything that you need. Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." No condemnation. Hallelujah. Justified forever. Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that in Him we might become the righteousness of God.
Yes.
I don't understand salvation. I enjoy it.
Yes.
I awake in the night at least 5 times. I pray to God and for you.
Sir.
Your sins are forgiven. That's not cheap. Jesus died on the cross. He was the poorest man who ever lived. And He never got a degree. And He knew everything. Now, 5th point. Legion demon man, from whom 2,000 demons came out. Luke 8:26-39. 2,000 demons. Why did he go to Gerasenes? Because he was an elect. I have no idea of election. I like it.
Yes.
And many times the demons had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken the chains and had been driven by demons into solitary place. I believe in demons. Demons exist. Jesus went there, cast 2,000 demons out, and he was sitting down, restless before, sitting down, naked, and living in tombs. He was sitting down, clothed, and they came to him, "Please go away. We are pigs worshippers. We love pigs. We love money. You destroyed 2,000 pigs. We love our pigs. You cannot serve God and money." And he wanted to follow Jesus Christ wherever he went. Jesus said, "No. You go to your country and tell them what God has done for you." And there is another man. His name was Saul of Tarsus. He was a graduate of University of Tarsus. Jesus saves the elect. He had authority to go to Damascus and arrest men and women who are Christians, to bring them to Jerusalem and kill them. But God arrested him, sir, because he was an elect. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Yeah, irresistible grace. You can resist all you want. He may even kill you to save you. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
Yes.
Don't underestimate infinite, eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God, triune God. And he spoke to Ananias. He said, Lord, you don't know. This man, the report says, he received authority to arrest. And he said, I know. I have arrested him. He is blind and he is fasting in Judah's house at Straight Street. And he is seeing a vision that you have come to heal him and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And he came.
Yes.
And healed him. All of a sudden, scales fell from his eye and he saw. He saw God. And it says, go, this man is my chosen instrument.
Yes.
Chosen in eternity. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. You go home and read 2 Corinthians 11 and you will find out how much he suffered. As an old man, he was beheaded by Rome. Irresistible grace.
Yes.
Thank God for election.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God we are saved. He will not change his mind. Therefore, let us praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And if you are not saved, he will save you. Philippian jailer asked the question, what must I do to be saved? Your money cannot save you. Your education cannot save you. You must die. But before you die, one thing is needful. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be
saved.
You will be saved. And I believe it is the truth. You don't have to know election or no election. But if you are elect, you will believe in Jesus Christ and be saved. You don't have to know anything, whether elect or not. Cry out to God, he will save you. Because that's what we read. Heavenly Father, thank you for electing us and for saving us. We are sinners saved by grace. We were twice dead, dead in sins and trespasses. You changed us.
Thank you, Lord.
You gave us repentance and saving faith.
Yes, yes, Lord.
You send your Spirit who dwells in us, and he is guiding us every day, especially in the Scriptures. Oh Lord, thank you for saving us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
And if anybody is here who is not saved, I guarantee, ask him, he will save you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
Hallelujah.
This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.